When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Iceberg to Go, your daily dose of Pittsburgh Penguins news and analysis. You can find us on YouTube at Inside the Penguins or anywhere you get your podcasts from. November is over, and November is historically a pretty good month for Pittsburgh Penguins netminder Tristan Jarry. That continued in 2023, a good sign, and he finishes it in style. He finished the month of November this year with a 6-3-1 record, .932 save percentage, 2.1 goals against average, and 8.82 goals saved above expected. A tremendous month for the goalie for the Pittsburgh Penguins, and he closed it out, like I mentioned, with a tremendous performance last night against the Tampa Bay Lightning. 39 saves on 41 shots. He was the only player for the Pittsburgh Penguins that came to play early in that one. He's the reason the Penguins were still in the game after the opening 20 minutes, because he stood on his head. Even with the two goals allowed, he stood on his head and he shut down the Tampa Bay Lightning for the most part in that first period of play. Also, as you've probably heard by now, he scored the first ever goalie goal in the history of the Pittsburgh Penguins. So when I say he finished the month in style, that is part of that as well. He's now posted quality starts this season against the Tampa Bay Lightning, against the Colorado Avalanche, who he shut out, against the Washington Capitals, who he shut out, against the New York Rangers, and against the Toronto Maple Leafs, among other teams. Those are some pretty solid teams, especially on the offensive side of the puck, and Tristan Jarry has stepped up to those challenges and exceeded expectations, I would say, against those teams. Really solid performances leading up to and including last night's against the Lightning. This is also four straight games for Tristan Jarry that he didn't let up a goal in the second or third period. That run starts all the way back on Thanksgiving Eve against the New York Rangers. He gave up the early goal in the first period, didn't give up another one. The Penguins did unfortunately lose that one by a score of 1-0. And then he did the same thing on Saturday against Toronto, gave up two goals, didn't give up another one the rest of the way. They win 3-2. He did that on Tuesday against Nashville, gave up two goals early, didn't give up one in the second or the third period. They come back, they force overtime. The interference, non-interference happens, and Philip Forsberg beats him in overtime. And then again last night, the most impressive, I would say, of those entire stretch of games, 39 saves on 41 shots, shutting down a Tampa Bay Lightning team that looked miles better than Pittsburgh in the first period. The Penguins, the rest of them, I should say, bounced back in the second and third, and Tristan Jarry made sure that he was on it from minute one, the whole way to minute 60, where he was able to shut things down and put in the empty net goal on John Cooper and the Tampa Bay Lightning. This month began with Jarry putting himself to task. And I think we all have seen this, we've all heard this, we've all recognized this following the team's loss to the Anaheim Ducks in the final game of the month of October. It was not a good month for the Pittsburgh Penguins, and it was not a good month for Tristan Jarry either. And now you look back, after he did that, the only poor performance he has had since calling himself out after that game was on November 16th against the New Jersey Devils. He gave up 5 goals on 31 shots, but outside of that game, even in the games the Penguins lost with Jarry in the net, he performed very, very well. November, statistically now, is Jarry's second best month of his career every year. In his career, he is now 23-9-10 in the month of November, a .232 goals against average, and a .926 save percentage. What did that month do for him in its entirety? What did that do for him in the eye of the league? He now sits among the league leaders statistically in goals against average. He's now in the top 10, 8th in the National Hockey League with 2.45 goals against average. In save percentage, he's moved up to 9th in the National Hockey League with a .919 save percentage. He leads the NHL in shutouts. He has three, probably should have four, but he was injured in the Ducks game, taken out in the second period, and Magnus Hellberg came in and shut things down. So 3.5 shutouts does lead the entire NHL. Goals saved above expected, he is ninth right now in the National Hockey League with 6.9 goals saved above expected. And in wins, he is tied for 10th with 8. So you look at Tristan Jarry now, he's a top 10 goaltender in the National Hockey League in the 2023-24 season. What a difference a singular month makes. And fortunately for the Pittsburgh Penguins, that difference may be able to translate now that the calendar is flipped to December. December, statistically, I mentioned that November is his second best month. December is Tristan Jarry's best month in his career on average. 23-7-1 in the month of December. 2.12 goals against average and a .928 save percentage. So if Jarry's career trajectory continues this season, he should have a pretty good month of December. But then the real question kicks in. All of these stats, all pointing in the upward direction for the Pittsburgh Penguins and for Tristan Jarry himself. It's great to see, especially for a guy in Jarry that caught a lot of flack early in the season for his performance, his inability to make the timely save. As I mentioned, he hasn't given up a second or third period goal since November 18th at this point. He's making the timely saves right now. His inability to stack performances, he did that throughout the entire month of November outside of the New Jersey Devils game. All of these questions are being answered in the month of November. Again, wouldn't be surprised if he continues it in December. The question becomes, and it happens every single year, what can he do once the calendar flips to 2024? What can he do when December turns to January and typically he starts to struggle? The best way to ensure that this level of play, because right now, Tristan Jarry is carrying the Pittsburgh Penguins. Tristan Jarry, Jake Guentzel, and Sidney Crosby are the three-headed monster that is carrying the Penguins back into relevancy in the Eastern Conference standings. Jarry may be, not to take anything away from Guentzel, not to take anything away from Crosby, because clearly those two are very important figures, but the goaltending position carries so much weight in the NHL. Tristan Jarry maybe the make-or-break piece, and this is not something new for most of the listeners that are tuning in. Tristan Jarry is the make-or-break piece for the Pittsburgh Penguins season this year. The best way for the Penguins to ensure that this level of play continues, they have to start using Alex Nedeljkovic more. And I know, it sounds kind of counterintuitive. The best way to keep your goaltender being at his best is to play another goaltender. But still, you look at what Jarry has done in the month of November. He has started 8 of the Penguins' last 10 games. That's a pace of 64 starts in an 82-game season, which we all know is way, way too much to put on Tristan Jarry. The league, for the years now, has been leaning towards the fact that you need two good goaltenders to split time. Some instances, you need three goaltenders to split time to make sure that they are healthy and they are fresh by the time March and April rolls around and the push for the playoffs intensifies. The Pittsburgh Penguins, yes, they're back in the thick of things now, and a lot of that is thanks to Tristan Jarry. But you have to make sure that he stays fresh. You have to use Alex Nedeljkovic more. Because it's not like Alex Nedeljkovic has been bad this season. He's only played in 4 games. He did deal with an injury. But right now, on 4 games, he is 2-2-0 with a 2.26 goals against average and a .937 save percentage. He's looked really good when he's played. You have to start using him more, because if you don't, we've seen this story before. It's not guaranteed to happen, but there is a larger than 0% chance and a larger than, I would honestly say, larger than 50% chance that if you ride Tristan Jarry into the ground, he's probably going to break down before the push for the playoffs even begins in late February, early March. You have to make sure that the division of labor is a little bit more equal. Whether that's 70-30 I think was a step forward. I mean, right now it's 80-20 in the last 10 games. Whether that gets down to 70-30 or what I would personally imagine would be best for the Pittsburgh Penguins, try to get it as close to 60-40. And I was talking with Hunter Hodes, host of the Locked On Penguins podcast, and he agrees. He says the same exact thing. 60-40 split. 60% Jari starts, 40% Alex Nedeljkovic starts. That's the best way to keep both of these guys healthy, because outside of last season, when the Pittsburgh Penguins didn't make the playoffs, every time the Penguins have made the playoffs the 3 years prior, they had goaltending injuries that handcuffed them in the postseason. Whether that be Casey DeSmith's injury, whether that be Tristan Jarry playing injured, whether that be Louis Domingue playing and still just Louis Domingue playing, I should just mention that. And even last season when they didn't make the postseason, a large reason was Tristan Jarry missed 2 months in January and parts of February. You have to make sure these guys stay healthy. Tristan Jarry is playing some of the best hockey we have seen him play in his entire career. At least he did the entire month of November. You hope that continues, but you have to make sure that you don't overwork them. That's the key to the Pittsburgh Penguins continuing to push their way up the standings and continuing to have stellar goaltending, which is what they've had over the past month and some change. That's it for this episode of Iceberg to Go. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. Remember, you can find us on YouTube at Inside the Penguins or anywhere you get your podcasts from.